Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
It's Artie. How you doing?
Hey, Art.
Artie Schilling from Artie's Party up the Syracuse Nats. Artie, it's great to hear from you. Where do we begin? Let's just begin. Tell us what's happening.
Well, let's see. The show is just a couple weeks away here. The show. It is a show.
Right.
It's on the 14th, 15th, 16th of July. I know we're going to break a record this year with the amount of cars. We were at, I think, 8,700 cars last year. And because they've added more room to the fairground for us, I know the count is way up already on the pre-registered cars. Artie's Party is moving along. We've got 67 pinstripers from Japan, Copenhagen, Denmark, Italy, England, and the United States, and even a bunch of foreigners from Canada that are coming down.
Yeah.
And we've got a whole lot of neat stuff going on. The Winfield Award finalists are all set up and ready to come in. Dino with Gasoline Alley has got, to my knowledge, 51 cars. We're going to pack the place. We actually had to open up a new area. We're going to have a real cool thing, the Utica Flash, the Castronova Brothers custom auto body car, which has not been in New York in about 30 years, from what I understand. Ross Howard owns it out of Oklahoma City, and he's bringing it out to display it. And we're going to have some of the Castronova family come and see the car. And we got the Pacers from Long Island, George and Scott, and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. So, yeah, it's just...
That is great.
Yeah, it's just getting together.
And I know that... How many years have you been doing this, Artie?
This is the 11th year.
Okay, so and I know we've had you on for a number of years, and I know that it must get kind of repetitious describing what goes on because you have done it for so long. And that happens with everything. I understand that. But I don't want people to... I want people to understand how dynamic this show is. It really is. And that's not to say that you're not sounding dynamic. It's just that, you know, I know when you're so close to something for so long, and Artie's Party was your brainchild. It grew around you. So you may not even see it the way other people do, I think.
Yeah, it's true. It's funny because people will contact me and not stripers. I mean, I was in California a few weeks ago, and a guy came up to me and said, "You're Artie?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Wow, cool." He said, "Syracuse is such a great show." I said, "Gee, thank you." He said, "But really?" He says, "Artie's Party is the show." And that was very nice. I mean, he was, and we've had people contact the Right Coast and say that they love the show, but the one part they don't want to miss is Artie's Party,
right,
the charity auction. And that's really, really nice. I mean, like I said, this has been 11 years, which is about 10 and a half years more than I thought I was going to do this.
Yeah.
But you just can't stop it. You know, I mean,
it's just going
and growing. And one thing I got to mention, because I didn't when I said all these things that are going on, the Frantic Ford and the Super Camaro. Rocky Perrone and Al Lieberman and their crew bring them two funny cars up from Philly, set them up outside of our place,
right,
and then during the auctions, I auction off some specific pieces of artwork. Like this year, we have two custom-painted helmets, one for each one of the cars, and then some other artwork and things. And when we auction that piece off and you win the bid, not only do you get that piece, you get to go out and sit in the car while they start it up on alcohol, switch it over to nitro.
Wow.
And they do this four times a day, and they don't take anything off of me. I mean, this is out of their pocket. It's an expensive proposition.
Yeah.
But they do it every year for me, and they come up, and we put kids in the car. I mean, we just have so much fun with that. And we've actually had two or three other guys want to bring their cars and start them up, but we're holding that off because of the noise thing. We have to kind of be aware of our neighbors around the fairground.
We don't want to set off no earthquake monitors anyway.
It is a family-type show. There's a lot of families with kids there. It's a real nice event. And, you know, I was going to say, unlike our last guest, Alex Alexander from AC Pro, you can't go to Walmart and buy a can of Nitro like you can buy AC Pro. So it's a little expensive.
It's a very expensive. I was listening to Alex, and I was thinking of all these one-liners. Like, it's kind of like, to me, it was like marriage, you know, with the hot and cold thing and seek professional help and all that kind of nonsense. But he was very interesting. That was very informative, all the stuff that he said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, really cool.
We figured it was time to do an AC show again.
Oh, yeah. No, right now, you could do it down here. It was 84 degrees this morning when I got up.
Wow.
Here in Myrtle Beach area. It's been really humid.
But, South humid? Oh, that never happens.
Yeah. But I can get in the golf cart and go for a ride, you know, so that's nice. It's all really cool, you know.
So. Yeah.
So you know, as far as the thing you're saying about the repeating the same thing over and over again, it is in one way, but every year we've been fortunate enough to be able to throw something new into the mix, like having Ross bring out the custom body shop car and stuff like that. So I keep trying to mix things up, even as far as the race cars and all, so that people don't come back and they pay their money to see the same thing over and over again.
Right.
I can't thank Dino enough. You know, Dino's the former announcer from the old Dover Dragway, and he does the reunion. And I had a beat on him to get him to come up the first time, and now I can't get rid of him. Dino is, and I mean that in a good sense, he does so much, and he just really goes out of his way to get all these cars in and T-shirts and everything for everybody. And this year we've got, besides Doc's Rod Shop, who is our major sponsor for Gasoline Alley, we have Lucas Oil on board with us. We have Tub of Towels. These are good people stuff. Who, you know, working through with Rocky and them, Poor 15. And these guys have all stepped up and given us stuff that we need, you know, support.
Excellent.
And even the Ronald McDonald House and the people who support them and the restaurants and the Candlewood Suites Hotel, who has kept us at the same rate for 11 years when they could really be probably doubling the amount of money.
Oh,
but
yeah.
All these people are so supportive of me. I just... It floors me, just how people come up and say, hey, I can do this for you. You know, a guy comes in and says, I can air condition that section of the building for you.
Yeah,
And, you know, stuff like that, Jay Sight from Train. So it never gets boring,
no.
You know. And this year we're going to celebrate Gene Winfield's 90th birthday.
God bless
him. He just had his birthday party last week at Pomona at the LA Roadster's show,
right.
But we're going to do our East Coast version of Gene's birthday party for him. He turned 90,
yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm always looking forward to seeing him.
Excellent.
And yeah, so we're going to have a good time.
Artie, I don't have the list in front of me. I'm remiss because I was running around like a chicken without a head this morning, but the guys from Right Coast Cars are...
Bob O'Connor and Robbie O'Connor.
Right. I mean, throw out a mention for them, too, because those guys are behind the show. They've been doing it for a long time as well, and...
You know, I mean this sincerely, how this whole thing came about, we were doing a car show down here in Merle's Inlet, down below Myrtle Beach, that the Right Coast was putting on, and I went to the show to pinstripe, just as a vendor. And Bob O'Connor and I met, and we started talking, and I told my shops right up the road, and they came up and have all this artwork hanging in there, because Artie's party was originally in my shop. It was just a little get-together of friends come down and... We'd do artwork and swap it and stuff. And Bob said, this would be really cool to do in Syracuse. I'd love to do that. And so I flew up, and we put this together. And I don't really say this enough, and I really should. Bob puts so much money into this every year. When people walk in, they just take it for granted. They see all this carpeting under the cars and all the pipes and drapes for all the race cars and everything that makes it look really appealing and nice. And even the pinstriping area, we have, they build us 14 easels every year, and everything is like neat and to the nines.
Yeah,
and we walk in and it's all set up. They have it all taken care of.
Right.
And anything I need, I call the office. I say, Bob or Robbie, kind of need this. No problem. Bang, bang, bang. And it gets done.
Beautiful.
So they've got, besides, everything else, they've got a big financial investment in this thing. I couldn't do it without them.
Yeah.
And besides that, just being good friends and giving me the opportunity to do this. I love doing it. It's, you know, just a great thing. I do West Coast Customs with Penny Brichette and the Grand National Roadster Show with John Buck, and they're all great people, but this is home, you know?
Yeah.
And the reason it's Artie's party, and I mean this truly, that when I was a kid growing up, I never had birthday parties where we would have friends over the house. It was always just my family. And this is the party that I never got to have.
Oh, cool. I was wondering how the name came about. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So so it's a blast, and I get to see everybody, all them Long Island guys who come up, Gary, the local Brush, and Sid Besserman, and all the Jersey people. It's just a great time.
Well, that's being home. That's old home week.
Oh yeah.
You know, I relay the story to people that you told me a number of years ago about when you brought a friend from Myrtle Beach up here. I think back to Jersey and the conversation you had and the things he noticed that were so out of sync with Myrtle Beach.
And
I relay that to people and they live like yeah, boy, they like we are kind of a unique bunch up here to say the least, I guess, huh?
You know, I was at a car cruise yesterday down in Pawleys Island, and this guy pulls in with this little flat black street rod and parks and gets out, and I'm sitting with one of the other local guys, and we watch this guy get out of the car, and he starts walking across the lot, and I turn on the other guy, I said, he's from New York. And he's like, yeah. I says, yeah. And he comes over, I said, where are you from? He says, Hempstead, Long Island.
Yeah, you're right.
And this friend of mine says, how do you know that? Because if I see a woman, or my wife even does the same, when we lived in Colorado, we'd see a woman and we say, she's got New York, New Jersey area. There's a, I don't want to say it's a swagger, but in a way it is. It's the way people in New York carry themselves and all.
You're
and
right.
He wound up sitting down.
Yeah, well, you're looking.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, who you looking
at? You know how it is.
Right. What are you doing?
But he sat down with us yesterday and we must have talked for 2 hours. And at the end, he shakes hands with me. He says, gosh, he says, you know what? You make me feel like home.
Yeah.
This is really great. You know, and it is cool. The New York and New Jersey area, for one thing, down here, they don't have the hot dogs like we have.
Right.
Pizza.
No, bagels, pizza, hot dogs.
We got Big Apple Bagel here, which is cool. But the hot dogs thing is, I have to go to Rutz Hut in Clifton.
Oh, absolutely. Those double dogs. Yeah, with the potatoes.
Yeah,
oh. I'm heading to a Stewart shop now for a grand opening for hot dogs and ice cream. So it's.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
I know. But like I said.
Somebody's got to do it.
You're right.
Yeah.
With the whole New York thing, you know, all I can say to that is, we're loved everywhere throughout the world. People know who we are.
And you know, the car thing down here, which is very big here, you know, I mean, we have a lot of people from the north retire. This car cruise yesterday, there was over 60 cars, and it was 88 degrees out, and people still come out, out of the 88, I bet you at least 30 of them were New York, New Jersey, Connecticut guys.
Nice.
I mean, we're the hardcore ones down here.
Yeah.
And it's really neat. I mean, it's really cool. I'd be able to maintain friendships. And I still have people from up in the area who come down to visit. And when they do, what we do. We go to a car cruise or something.
Right, exactly.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, Artie, we got to run. And I'll talk to you offline. I'll give you a call soon, and we'll talk about stuff.
Yeah, I'm putting up your Facebook page for Artie's Party Charity Auction. I'm going to put that up on the...
It is. If they want to go to artiesparty.com, ArtiesParty, and go to the gallery, check out all the pictures and all that kind of stuff. There's
very impressive stuff,
great, great video on there by Beth Trumfio from Ronald McDonald House, which really spells it out as to what we do and why we all do this. They're such a great organization, and I just love it. I love them. They're such good people. So anybody, please, if you're coming up to the show, and you come in the horticulture building, you come over by Artie's Party, yell at me. Don't wave at me while the auction's on because you're going to buy something.
Right.
But please come up and tell us that, you listen to the radio program and, to say hello to us, because that way I can come back and tell you guys that three people listen to your radio program.
Exactly.
You guys are great. I love what you do. I really honestly do.
Thanks, Artie. That goes both ways. We'll speak to you soon, and we'll follow up. But we got to run now because we're going to get bit.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right,
Artie. Guys. Take care.
Thank you, Artie.
Thanks for calling.
So long.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That was Artie Schilling from Artie's Party, held up at the Syracuse Nationals.
That was another hour burn. Yeah. Jeez. They have a great, the Right Coast Cars has a great website.
Oh, yeah.
With a lot of stuff on it. Artie's Party's on Facebook. Has a page on Facebook.
He's all over.
Artie's Party's pin. Yeah. I just shared it on us. I'm going to move it over to the Motor Mouth page, too, when I get a chance.